International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 4. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:3. To whom also he presented himself alive after his suffering by many irrefutable proofs, appearing to them through a period of 40 days and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God. 2:24. Whom God has raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, since it was not possible for him to be held by it. The Lord is both God and resurrection, possessing the indestructible life. Since he is such an ever-living one, death is not able to hold him. He delivered himself to death, but death had no way to detain him, rather, death was defeated by him, and he rose up from it. The Lord's resurrection was the focus of the apostles' testimony. It points back to his incarnation, humanity, human living on the earth, and God-ordained death, and points forward to his ascension, ministry, and administration in heaven, and coming back. Thus, the apostles' testimony of Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, was all-inclusive. They preached and ministered the all-inclusive Christ as he is revealed in the entire Scripture. Today's reading. As long as the Lord Jesus was in the flesh, he was unable to be in the disciples. Therefore, in the Gospel of John he indicated to them that it was expedient for them that he die and then be resurrected. In resurrection he would then be able to enter into the disciples as life and remain in them as their person and thereby propagate himself. After his resurrection the Lord Jesus came back to the disciples as the life-giving Spirit and breathed himself into them. Instead of teaching the disciples or giving them a lecture, he breathed himself into them. The Lord's breathing of himself into the disciples was his propagation of himself in them as life. After the Lord breathed himself into the disciples, he stayed with them economically for 40 days. The Lord's presenting himself alive was for the purpose of training the disciples to practice and enjoy his invisible presence. In the Gospel of John there is no word or hint indicating that the Lord left the disciples after breathing himself into them. Actually, he stayed with them, though they were not conscious of his presence. Before his death the Lord was in the flesh, and his presence was visible. After his resurrection the Lord became the Spirit, and his presence was invisible. His manifestations, or appearings, after his resurrection were to train the disciples to realize, to enjoy, and to practice his invisible presence, which is more available, prevailing, precious, rich, and real than his visible presence. In his resurrection this dear presence of his was just the Spirit, whom he breathed into the disciples and who would be with them all the time. After the Lord breathed himself into the disciples, he never left them essentially. However, economically, he would appear and then disappear. The Lord appeared and disappeared economically in order to train the disciples. His appearing spoken of in Acts 1:3 does not mean that he ever left the disciples. It simply means that he made his presence visible to them, training them to realize and enjoy continually his invisible presence. For 3.5 years he had been with them visibly in the flesh. They saw him, touched him, and ate with him. One of them even reclined on his bosom. Suddenly, his visible presence was taken away. Then the Lord came back to the disciples to breathe himself into them. From that time onward, the Lord's presence with the disciples became invisible. Although the Lord's spiritual presence is invisible, it is more real and vital than his visible presence. His invisible presence is everywhere. Wherever we are, the Lord's invisible presence is with us. Actually, His invisible presence is not merely with us, it is within us. This is the end of today's morning revival.